The Science of Getting Rich Hypnosis with John Vincent.
Do not listen to this while driving or using machinery. If you have any medical conditions or are in doubt, ask your doctor. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich Hypnosis Mind Reprogramming series. For optimal results, it's best to listen to this with headphones and to be sure that this is the left-hand side and this is the right-hand side. If, for any reason, you need to awaken during this process, you will do so with all the resources you need and clarity of mind to attend to the situation. Part 5. Increasing Life. Before you start to relax deeply into the mind reprogramming sessions, I want you to take a moment to hold in your mind these ideas. And you may do this with your eyes open or closed. The desire of life is to grow. The mighty oak tree starts as an acorn. The giant redwood starts as a seed from a cone less than half a centimeter long and may well grow to over 200 feet tall. Every living thing starts small and grows. This is the natural desire of living things, and humans desire to grow mentally and spiritually also. There is nothing in nature that wants humans to be kept in poverty or just making do. The desire of life is the desire to grow, and to grow mentally and physically we need to use and enjoy things. The desire for riches is simply the capacity for larger life seeking fulfillment through you. The desire in you for more money is as natural as the desire for the flower to bloom. It's true that money can be acquired by force or through competitive means, but the most harmonious way to acquire money is through creativity, to add and create value. When you create and add value to people's lives, they will happily reward you for it. And as the music starts, take a moment to make yourself comfortable, either sitting or laying down in a place where you will remain undisturbed for the next 20 minutes or so. This hypnosis experience is different to sleep, although sometimes when you listen to this, you will wake at the end refreshed and optimistic, and feel like you only just started to listen a few moments ago. While other times, you may hear every word I say. Either way, the messages that are designed to reprogram your mind for riches will be growing each time you listen to these sessions. As you begin to relax and drift away with the music, you can, if you haven't already, close your eyes and start to notice the most relaxed part of your body. Now, you can just relax deeper and listen to the sound of my voice. Or you can drift away with the music. And I don't know whether you will drift deeply into a trance until I count you back out, or whether you won't drift really deeply into trance this time, listening this time to the sound of my voice. You can allow your inner voice to go into trance is a pleasant experience. The wonderful feelings of relaxation in your mind, as well as being aware of the increasing feelings of relaxation in your body, until you detach yourself from the moment and glide into the infinite potential in you, to express the desires of yourself, and the universe wants you to be more and to achieve more and to believe more about your ability to become more as you add to the experience of others and yourself naturally as you continue your journey on planet Earth. And so you must divest yourself of any traces of the old belief that there are people, circumstances, or any higher power that want you to be anything other than rich. It is you who make choices to think in certain ways, and the more you are able to control your own mind and run your own thoughts, the more you are able to use your thoughts to build and create the things that you want to be rich and have. Other people may try and use tactics to try and manipulate your thoughts, but with more control of your thinking, more power to yourself, and understanding, you are able to resist other people's negative influences and accept only the positive suggestions that can help you to think deliberately to the levels that human beings can sets us apart from the other life forms on this planet. The ability to think is the ability to create, and you can create things as a result of first thinking them, by first impressing your thoughts into your unconscious mind, that in turn is made of the creative energy that all things are made from. And it is this energy that makes the subatomic particles and the atoms, the molecules and cells of your body that seeks to grow and create. Life starts small and grows bigger. Then it reproduces itself in the plant world, the animal kingdom. And for humans, we start small and grow, then reproduce. Individually, your life has a purpose that can be created or discovered by yourself. To allow others to shape your life in a way that you dislike is bad for your mind, body and soul. Thinking that there are powers, institutions or people that want you to be kept poor is bad. Know that you have the power within you to become whatever you want, to become rich. Know that life, be it a seed planted in the ground, will grow to maturity and reproduce, just as the seed of an idea planted will bloom and give rise to new thoughts inside your unconscious mind. Grows all the time, so be sure to feed it with positive food. The information and the thoughts that you allow into your mind from your ears and eyes is something that you want more and more. To only be positive stimulation for your mind with regard to your health, wealth, and happiness. And the thoughts that we have that lead to new thoughts when they are all focused on the task of becoming rich mean that you have the ability to buy more things, acquire more things, have more experiences, and do more because you need things to live. The having of more things enables you to live more experiences and have more possessions. And having more is living more. And for living more, it is necessary to become rich. And so the desire of riches is simply the desire to do what life does, to grow and learn. Your desire to want more and grow is the same as the desire of all life forms. To want more and grow, and for this, money is important, and you're becoming richer. All life is energy, vibrating at a higher level than inorganic objects. Life forms are the energy that the universe is made from, growing and exploring. All life seeks to grow, especially the energy that is the universe that all things are made from. And this energy is you and is within you. And this energy wants to live and grow more, and wants you to live and grow more. It is the desire of the very energy of the universe for you to have more and to be more. And to have more, you need to become richer in wealth. The universe desires you to have everything that you want to have, because nature is friendly to your plans. The universe desires you to have everything that you want to have is natural to you and for you. The universe desires you to have everything that you want to have made up your mind that this is so. This system seeks to bring about change in you that leads to positive experience for all, for every part of the system. For you to become rich, it is important to have balance and harmony. It is important for you to become rich in physical experience as well as mentally and intellectually rich, as well as rich in your soul development. And it is important to tend to the needs of your soul and ways of thinking that create the physical experience, the material physical reality, one that you are in and help to create, the things that you do, the job or occupation you have does something in the world and to the world. What are you helping to create? What would you like to create? The clearer you make your thoughts of what you want to create and have and do and be, the more you have a pattern to work towards, and the more that you think about it now and in the future, you continue to think about it and focus on it and make it bigger and brighter, because the more that you think about it and really see how you want every aspect of your future to be, the more you create a very easy step-by-step pattern to follow. As long as you do the step of creating the step-by-step pattern. And that is important to both visualize the places you want to be in your physical experience and your thinking, so you get there by following a simple step-by-step pattern that you create to work for you in the best possible way, because you created it in the best way for you, because you are the person that knows you better than anyone. And the more that you desire to become rich so that you may eat, drink, and be merry when the time is right, surround yourself with things of beauty and things that you can use in a way to benefit you and those around you, to see different lands, because travel broadens and expands. Your mind is then able to create new and newer thoughts you want to have more of, to have life full of more love, more wonder, more pleasure, more intellectual stimulation, more giving to others, more helping others, more beautiful and wonderful experiences for you and those around you. Extremes of the body, mind or soul that cause lack in any other area are bad. Harmonious growth of mind, body, and soul is desirable. There is no one and nothing that wants you to be anything other than rich. Really rich. Because when you do become rich, it enables you to have more of what life has to offer, and to give others the opportunity to have more. Helping and giving to others is good and a part of life, and is best done from a place of abundance. Make the most of yourself, for yourself and for others, because you can help others more by making the most of yourself. And making the most of yourself requires you to become rich. And so becoming rich is the most noble and right thing you can do for yourself and the rest of planet Earth. The bigger you grow, the more you can benefit and enjoy. And what you do and what you help to create and create in your own right is just that. It's your place in planet Earth, and to compete for your place is the old and backward way of scarcity and lack mentality. To seek to create new, poor thinking is taking from others, will ultimately take from you. Rich thinking is creating for others, will create for you. Poor thinking is cheating, penny pinching, and driving sharp bargains, coveting others' property. Envy, greed are bad and ugly emotions. Drive away the ugly emotions and welcome in the wonderful emotions. Become the creator and the creator of riches. Add value. You want to become rich and have other people's lives become enriched because of it. Because of you and your creations. And that is most harmonious with nature and all of everything that is the universe. The desire to grow and create more wonder. And as you are a part of the universe and made of the universe and the universal energy that makes the universe. And so, by creating riches, by going with the flow of riches, is the best and most obvious way to become rich. And there is countless amounts of money for you. By making and creating value, you can bring riches to you. All the money that exists, exists because it was created. Once there was none, and now there is money all over the world. A barren, inhospitable place, billions of years ago, planet Earth had no trees or plants, animals, cars or computers. Once there was nothing but stardust, cooling and coalescing. Our planet came into being, and all the things and ideas that exist on it and because of it are and were created from the same formless substance that all matter is created from. You and everything around you are the universe. And you help create the universe and what you want in your part of it. Rid your mind of poor thinking. Rid your mind of lack. Rid your mind and your thoughts of missing out. Fill your mind with the certain knowledge that there is enough for you to have what you want. There is enough supply of the fundamental building blocks of nature for you to have everything that you desire. Think about creating what you desire, and remember, there is an energy that creates all matter, and that it creates because it is alive, and in its original state, it penetrates, permeates, and fills the spaces of the universe, because it is the universe, and thoughts that you have are impressions in this energy. They themselves are creations in this energy, and by forming things in your thoughts, you are forming things in the energy that all the universe is. And while everything that was new, and all the new ways that everything I said, and even the things I didn't say, but merely alluded to, along with all the connections and new learnings that you made for yourself, stay with you and grow the more you think and use them as you sleep and dream tonight. Your unconscious can replay them and make new connections and realizations, and have new understandings of all or any of the things I say, said, and suggested to you during this trance, so that you can get the most benefit for yourself, and also because otherwise you wouldn't give others access to the added value you offer for everyone as you become rich. And so, as you allow yourself to learn more and quicker and with more enjoyment the contents of this system, you can slowly at first start to bring your awareness back to your body, and as I count you backwards from five, come out of this trance state now and be wide awake. 5, 4, 3, and you can feel really good. 2, 1, wide awake.